Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time I hear that song, it just does something to me. I have a seed in the ground. Amen. Sometimes we get a little discouraged. But even in your discouragement, you should still find something to draw on from what God has already done. You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never changes. Amen. The Bible said, what a man sow, that will he also reap. Amen. You have some seeds in the ground. Oh, I thank God for seed time and harvest time. I thank God because some seeds I've sown 20 and 30 years ago. Hallelujah. There's some of them are still in the ground. Amen. Amen. Over when the harvest comes. Ah, Jesus. Amen. We have to be encouraged, people of God. Woo, Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. Everything is working. The Bible says all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen, amen. I'm just so happy. I'm excited about Jesus. Every day I have an opportunity to tell him thank you. Every day I have an opportunity to look at myself, and I'm able to say, Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. You know, you can look yourself in the mirror and say, Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. And I thank you for it. We all have a reason to give God some praise. We all have a reason, amen, to be thankful. Hallelujah. As the nation is celebrating Independence Day. Hey, Freedom Day. That's the day when the proclamation was signed. That's what they say. Amen. To free the slaves. But how many know that he that the Son set free is free indeed? I'm so glad that Jesus have set me free. I'm so glad, hallelujah, to be in the land of the living, to be in his royal family. Hallelujah. You know, I was going to shut down today, because sometimes you're swayed a little bit by people and their participation, and nobody want to be on the line by themselves. But as I was in prayer this morning, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, let them do what they do, and you do what you do. Amen. Don't shut down because folks is celebrating this day. Who are you celebrating? I said, Lord, I'm celebrating you. Hey, glory to God. So then I began to get our flyer together, which we normally use to promote on the social media. And I had also made mention to our speaker that we may not, you know, there's only a few listeners today. Amen. But after I was up in prayer this morning, I heard the Lord speak and say, no shutting down. Ah, hallelujah. Whoever will come, let them come. Somebody needs to hear this word today. Somebody needs to be encouraged today. Somebody needs to know, hallelujah, that God is still in the blessing business. So we're here today on Independence Day, the 4th of July, with the word from the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for this wonderful opportunity. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank God for Sister Ruby being at the switchboard. Amen. I don't know what's going on. I can't even pull up the switchboard. Sometimes when you're in different areas, things happen. But anyway, we thank God for Sister Ruby being at the helm. Amen. And we are going to ask her to let us know, amen, who's on the line. We can have someone to open up with the word of prayer. But just before she do that, we want to make mention of our crusade. We want to keep on putting it out there, this citywide crusade and ministry lunch that's going to be held in New Orleans, Louisiana on September the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So mark your calendars. Time is winding down. The day is the 4th. We got about maybe about 59 days. Amen. So we're asking you to continue to pray for us for this event. Amen. Again, if the Lord touch your heart, lay it on your heart to sow a seed, you the Messiah. Hallelujah. Do just that. You can go to our website and hit the donate button at paypal.com, and you can donate any amount of monies that you like to for this event. How many know it take money? Yeah. Amen. You can't do nothing without money. Bishop Blake was saying today, looking at all of the people sleeping under the bridge, don't have shelter. He said, you know what it's going to take to get them from under that bridge? Money. The city don't have money like that to house them. But guess what? God has some people that can house them. God has some people that can make some contributions. Amen. So we thank God for that. So mark your calendars. Amen. Where we have a host of women and men that's going to be sharing the word of God. And our theme for this event is empowering souls for destiny, not empowering the saints. Amen. Every time we get a word, every time God give us an opportunity to get ourselves together, we are empowered. But we're looking for souls that don't hear the word every day, souls that lives have not been changed yet. Amen. Those are the people that we're trying to reach in this crusade. We're not just coming together to fellowship and talk about what didn't happen in the next service and what happened in the previous services. We're coming to New Orleans. Amen. And I'm already here. And these speakers are coming to New Orleans where we can impact souls. Amen. Amen. So mark your calendars. We're looking forward to that. Amen. Tomorrow, remember, Saturdays is our Saturday segment with Minister Billy Burns. Amen. And Sunday is early Sunday morning prayer. Sister Ruby hosts that a Sunday morning prayer because I'm in church. I'm in a different time zone now, so things have changed. Amen. We have been discussing cry aloud and spare not. And if anybody is able to cry aloud and spare not, that's our speaker that will be coming forth. So before we open up with the word of prayer, I just want to tell you all, those of you that may not have heard her before and may not even know her name, she is a wonderful, wonderful mother. She has been a mother to me. She has been a prayer warrior. She has been an interceder. She has been a friend. She has been a confidant to me and my family. Amen. And I love her dearly. She and her Bishop Harrison and her son and her daughter Esther and Elijah, and also the constituents that she is responsible for, the souls that she's responsible for at Prayer and Compassion Ministries. She's been married for 35 years. She's been preaching and teaching this gospel just as long as she's been married. She's a mother of two children. Amen. She is a pastor. Amen. She is a woman that believes in fasting. Her life is built upon fasting and praying. Amen. She is a true prophetess. Amen. If she speak a word in your life, look for it. Look for it. Expect it, because it certainly will come to pass. Amen. So we certainly are happy about her making a sacrifice to come and share with us on today. And I know this is a holiday and people are out picnicking and barbecuing, but we're on this line to lift up the name of Jesus. We're on this line to encourage, to inspire. We're going to enrich. We're going to enlighten, and we're going to empower you to pursue your destiny. And we all have a destiny, and that destiny is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So who's on the line that can open up with the word of prayer? And after that, the next voice you'll hear is none other than Prophetess Pastor Cheryl Harrison of Prayer and Compassion Ministries there in Elk Grove, California. I don't know why I say Sacramento, but Elk Grove, California. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. We have quite a few on that I haven't seen the number before, about 9. But we're going to Prophet Carlos Pearson. Prophet?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you able to open up with prayer?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are God, and besides you, Lord, there is none other. Father, we pray tonight that your will be done, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that as your word go forth, God, that you use the woman of God. We pray, God, that it would not fall on deaf ears, Lord God, but it would fall on ears. Lord God, that they would be receptacle. Give us a mind to receive your word, God. Give us a heart to be receptacle, God. And then order our steps in your word like never before, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we shall cry aloud, spare not. Lord God, we thank you, and in the same hour, the Spirit shall speak for us, Lord God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Father, we decree and declare that, God, you will give us the wisdom, God, like you never used this woman of God before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mother, you welcome. Hail the Most High.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Ooh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
And we praise God today for his goodness. We praise God for his mercy. We praise God for his loving kindness. And we praise God that this truly is a day that he has made. And we must rejoice and be glad in it. And I greet all of you that's on the line in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thanking God for our host today, daughter, the Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Thanking God for what he's allowing her to do down there in New Orleans. And we will continue to hold you up, daughter, in prayer for the crusade that is coming up. Like I told you before, and I will tell you again, every vessel that's coming must prepare their hearts and prepare their mind now for what God is going to do later. We cannot wait to then to get prepared. We have to prepare now. So I praise God for everyone that's on the line, and I love you all that's on the line. Some of you I know who's on the line, some of you I don't. But today, this is what God has given me to talk about. So I pray everybody have their Bibles, and we're going to talk about two keys to master breakthrough. Keys to master breakthrough. And my subtopic is kill the root of it. Kill the root of it. In this season, God wants us to have master breakthrough. Sometimes we have breakthrough, but then we go back doing the same thing we were doing. But when we get a master breakthrough, that thing can't come back and rise up in our lives and overtake us again. So today, God wants us to have master breakthroughs in our life. And the only way this is going to happen is that we must do those things that God requires us to do. And many times we want breakthrough. We want God to do these things. But are we doing the things that God has chosen us to do in order for these things to happen? It's not going to just happen because we ask God to do it. This season, God is requiring, he is demanding that we do these two keys along with the name of Jesus, along with praise and worship. He is demanding that these two keys must be operating in all of our lives in order for us to have master breakthrough. This world is in trouble. And not just is the world in trouble, the body of Christ is in trouble. And in order for master breakthrough to come, where we don't have to continue to battle with these demonic strongholds and issues that's coming, we're going to have to kill it at the root. Until you deal with the root, you will see repeat. And this is in the season that God wants us to keep repeating these same struggles and battles in our life. Some things in life, some strongholds, some giants that we are dealing with will not be destroyed unless we put these two keys in. And these two keys are prayer and fasting. This season, we're going to have to crucify our flesh. The enemy doesn't want us to fast and pray. When we begin to fast, we begin to pray, the devil gets nervous. He gets irritated when we begin to fast and pray. The scripture tells us one can chase a thousand, two could 10,000 to fight. Why doesn't the enemy want us to fast and pray? Because he hates when we decide to crucify our flesh. And as long as our flesh isn't alive, the enemy can rule and the enemy can reign in our lives. And Jesus is giving us two keys to fight against the demonic attacks of the enemy that we are facing, and that is prayer and fasting. I have learned in all these 35 years, daughter Adrian, of being saved and living for God, that nothing moves demons like prayer and fasting. And the very thing that God wants us to use to defeat these strongholds in our lives is what the enemy fights us against. And it's not something that we can decide to do whenever we get ready. Prayer and fasting has to be a part of our lifestyle. This is who we are. This is who God created us to be. It is time that we have discipline in our lives so we won't be defeated by the enemy. And many times we live defeated lives because we're not doing those things that God requires us to do. We read it in the Word. We know what the Word say, but it does not help you or take effect unless you have application. I can preach to you. I can teach to you. I can tell you what God's Word says. But until you take it and apply what God says, you will constantly have the same battle over and over again. And when we fast, fasting is not to make us appear to be spiritual. And many times people fast just to say, oh, I'm fasting, and walk around with sad faces to appear to be spiritual. But we fast because we are spiritual. We fast because this is who we are. We don't fast to become spiritual. We fast because we are spiritual. We are spiritual beings housed inside of this fleshly body. But this flesh is not supposed to control us. This flesh is not supposed to rule us. And God is mandating this season that we fast, that we must come into a time that we must begin to fight for one another. I need to be a gap dweller for you. You need to be a gap dweller for me. We need to be gap dwellers for one another because some people can't fight for themselves. And God has been talking to me mightily this season about fasting and prayer. I thank God for the ministry that God has placed me and Bishop over. Thank God for the saints that are there. We have been in series of prayer and fasting, and we are seeing God do some miraculous things right in the midst of us prayer and fasting because they are not just hearing, but they are applying. And in them applying, they are seeing strongholds and different things being torn down in their lives. And we have to realize that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. But while we are in this world, there are demonic spirits that will not leave us until we begin to fast, until we begin to pray. The yoke shall be destroyed, the Bible says, because of the anointing. But in order for the anointing to be ignited, we must crucify our flesh. And our flesh is our worst enemy. It is our flesh that's causing us to be defeated. Let's go to Matthew. I'm going to give you our scripture today. I know on your text you said an hour, so I want to try to cover this as soon as I can and leave time, space, Adrian, for prayer. Let's go to Matthew, the sixth chapter, and let's go to the 16th verse for those of you that have your Bible. Jesus says here, he goes up first to 14, verse 12, talking about forgiving. Okay, we can't get massive breakthroughs if we don't forgive. We must forgive. We must let it go. Whatever issues, whatever problems. Do you know unforgiveness is a stronghold? Unforgiveness is a demonic force that the enemy places upon us. If we don't forgive, our prayers will not be answered. So he deals with telling us how we need to forgive each other. We can't walk in unforgiveness. But in verse 16, he gets to this. He says, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, but they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash their face. He's showing you how to prepare for your fast, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Jesus is telling us how to prepare ourselves before we go before God in prayer and in fasting. He's telling us to wash ourselves. And this is a part of consecration. And this is something that God is mandating that all of us that are saved and love God and those that are serious for God. And I have to say it that way, Adrian, because I'm finding out everyone isn't serious for God. But for those of us who are serious for God, he's calling us to a lifestyle of consecration. And in consecrating ourselves, He's telling us here how to prepare. How to prepare to get in touch with him. He's telling us that we have to wash our face. We have to cleanse ourselves and prepare ourselves before we go before God in prayer. He said, then anoint yourself. Remove everything, not like me, out of your lives. Cleanse yourself. You know, the scripture tells us, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. We have to cleanse ourselves. We have to wash ourselves. We have to get ourselves ready that when we go before the presence of God, he will hear us and he will answer us. And he's telling us to do this, Adrian. He says so that when you go out of your door, when you go out and you're among men, you won't appear that you're up fasting. And that's why when we fast, he's telling us, don't walk around looking sad. Don't walk around holding your stomach. Don't walk around looking all pitiful. And when people say, what's wrong? Oh, I'm fasting. Because now you have just gotten your reward. Our fast is not before men. Our fast is before the Lord. So in those scriptures, he's telling us how to get ourselves ready for the move of God. And fasting isn't easy. I wouldn't tell anyone that it's easy. It's not easy to crucify your flesh. But my question would be, how bad do you want the power of God working in your life? If you want power with God, you're going to have to fast. If you want power with God, you want God to move in your homes. You want God to move in your ministry. You want God to move in your workplace. We're going to have to fast. We're going to have to pray. And God wants us to get to the root of the problem, and he wants us to kill it. Some people, Adrian, have strongholds so bad that they can't get free from. And sometimes we have to be the one. We have to crucify our flesh for them to be set free. Some people, some demons won't leave until we begin to fast and pray. And the devil will do everything he can to keep us from fasting and praying. He'll bring all kind of distractions. He'll let all kind of problems arise to get you off focus on what God wants you to do just so you can't fast and pray. But fasting gets us ready for the spiritual battle, oh God, I love you, that we have to fight. And until we come together united with fasting and praying, nothing will happen, Adrian. The job can't get done until we fast and pray. And sometimes we wonder, how come things are not moving in our lives? How come the strongholds are not coming down? It's because we are not fasting. We are not praying. We are not doing those things that God commanded us. This is not something that you choose to do when you get ready. This is something that he commanded. When you read the scripture, he said, when ye fast. When you say when ye fast, that means this is something that Jesus Christ commanded and demands that we to do. If we're going to be victorious and we're going to live a victorious life in this world that we're living in, he's telling us the keys. If you're going to be victorious, if you're going to defeat the enemy, if you're going to live a fruitful life and not be beat up by the enemy, you're going to have to fast and you're going to have to pray. We need to get to the point that we put the axe on the devil. And what I mean by that, we kill the root of the problem. Many times we deal with the surface, but we don't deal with the root. And when we deal with the surface, it goes away and then it comes back. But if we will attack the root cause of the problem, it can't come back up. And what we are dealing with, not just in our homes, even in the church, in ministries, in this world, no doctor, Adrian, no psychiatrist, no counselor can help some people with the things they are dealing with because they are demonic forces. They are demons. And you cannot use ordinary powers to come up against demonic forces. So Jesus gives us a key right here. He said the key to dealing with the root and not the system is that we rise back up again in the power through prayer and through fasting. Let's go to Matthew 17 and 21. I'm going to give you an example of what the Lord is saying on today. Matthew 17 and 21, Jesus is teaching his disciples here about the power of prayer and fasting. When we read here, we see where the disciples just couldn't use the name of Jesus for what they were dealing with. The Bible tells us, let's read this, verse 14, Matthew 17, let's start at 14. It says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire,
and off into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto him, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is what Jesus is saying that it's going to take to remove these demons that we are battling with. And we have to come to the part that we are so tired of dealing with these demons. We have to come to the point that we are so tired of seeing the demonic forces overtake the nation, overtake our family, overtake our saints in the body of Christ. And quiet as it's kept, Adrian, many saints are battling. Many saints are dealing with demons every day. And they're dressed up coming to church. They dressed up preaching. But when they leave, they are battling secretly in their homes, secretly in pastor's studies. Pastors are battling. They are battling with drugs. Mm. They are battling with alcohol. They're battling with all these demonic forces. And they're crying out for help. And God has been talking to me about the root, Adrian. He says you deal with the root cause, you have killed the problem. And many times we want to send people to counseling. We want to counsel them. And when you counsel demons, you pet demons. And you call the demons to grow larger. And many times, Adrian, we have pet demons that we should have casted out. And they grow larger and they overtake in people's lives. In this text here, we read about the man whose son was lunatic. He was very, very ill. But if you go into the scripture and study it, his illness was caused by a demonic force. And the Bible says that the man brought his son to the disciples. He brought his sons to the ones who walked with Jesus, the one who ate with Jesus, the one who sat with Jesus, the one who talked with Jesus, the ones who seemed like would have learned, I hear you guys, how to cast demons out by watching Jesus. But the Bible said when they brought the man, when they brought the man to Jesus and tried to cast the devil out, the devil didn't leave. And the man is bewildered by that. And I can understand the man's bewilderment. You all are the disciples. You all have sat with the master. You all have traveled with the master. You all have ate with the master. What's happening here? You seem to be not like your master. And it's amazing how you can be around people and still not pick up the anointing that's up on their life. If they have sat with the master, if they have been with the master, if they have ate with the master, seem like they would have had some of the anointing that the master had. And so God allowed that. He allowed that and to show us that you can be around somebody and still miss God. You can be around somebody and still be out the will of God. You can still be with him. You can eat with him. You can travel with him. You can sleep with him. You can hear him teach. You can hear him preach. But somewhere you are missing it. The Bible tells us that when they came and brought the man became confused. Because it's something to get confused about if you are a leader and you have members and you bring them somebody to them and they can't cast them out. Then the man is bewildered. He's beginning to wonder, how can you be so close to the master and not have power? And many times it's because they are not doing what the master did. Jesus spent a life of prayer. He spent a life in solitude, quiet times praying. He spent many days and nights by the water praying and fasting, crucifying his flesh. And before you or I can take on any assignment that God has commissioned us, we must consecrate and spend time in fasting. I don't take on any assignment unless I go before God and pray and fast to hear from God. And the Bible said that they couldn't cure him. So because they couldn't cure him, the Bible said it brought the son to Jesus. Jesus, look at who he attacked it now. He didn't attack the boy. He attacked the demon. The Bible said he rebuked the spirit, and the spirit was cast out, and the boy was free. Many times we are praying for people, we are rebuking them, and we're not rebuking the spirit. And that's how come they come one way and they leave out the same way. And many times we are dealing with demons in our flesh, Adrian. And that's why they stayed there. We cannot battle with demons in our flesh. It's going to take the power of God ignited in our lives to come against these demons. And the only way the power of God is going to get ignited in our lives is by prayer and fasting. They say, Jesus, Master, how come we could not cure this boy? How come when we spoke to that demon didn't move? Do you know many times, Adrian, we are trying to cast demon out and they are laughing at us? Do you know how many things the devil is laughing at? The Bible said that the scripture said when the demons were in the midst and they were trying to cast the demons out, the demons spoke back and say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? There are many demons that are sitting back laughing at the saints because they know we are powerless. But when you begin to fast and you begin to pray, they have to become subject. Oh, I hear you, God. They have to become subject to the power of God that lives on the inside of you. Jesus answers their question. He says, oh, you perverse generation. Oh, you disciples, have not I been with you long enough? Have not I been around you? Have not you seen me walk in the power and the demonstration? Have not you seen me speak to demons and they come out by legions? He said, but these kinds, this type of spirit, this type of stronghold, this type of demonic force, you must put prayer and you must put fasting out of them. Yes, we have been baptized in the name of Jesus, but just saying in the name of Jesus is not going to move some demons.
Go ahead, preach it today.
Your flesh. You
Jesus.
Have to fast and pray. And this is a season, dear hearts, that God is saying that we better push the plate back. We better push the plate back. I said, Lord, this is the 4th of July, and people got their minds on ribs and potato salad and baked beans and all of that. God said, yes, and many of them, I woke them up. And when they woke up, they had their minds on, let me get in the kitchen and start cooking. They started preparing last night. Some of them didn't even hit the floor praying. Some of them didn't even get on their face praying. I said, my God from heaven. God said, their mind. It's the mind, said Adrian. It's where your mind is. It's where your passion is. So Jesus is telling them here, if you want power over demons, if you want my power working through you, you're going to have to do what I do. You can't live off my anointing. Because after a while, I'm going to check out of here. After a while, I'm going away. And you're going to be in this earth all by yourself. I won't be here to cast the demons out for you and you stand by and watch. What you going to do when I'm not here? That's why he said fast and pray. I'm fasting now. I'm praying now. But I'm going to leave after a while. Then what you going to do
when
you have to battle with that demon? When you meet that demon face to face and that demon is huffing and that demon is foaming at the mouth, what you going to do then? You won't be able to say, Jesus, can you come over here and lay hands? You won't be able to say, Jesus, can you come over here and rebuke the devil? I'm trying to teach you, disciples, that if you want power, if you want the demons to become subject, not just because of my name, but because of the power that's inside of you, you're going to have to fast and you're going to have to pray. And God is telling us this is our spiritual weapons this season. It's going to take spiritual intervention, Adrian, for the times that we are living in. There are demons that have been let loose from the corners of hell out into the land today. And people are battling with so many things. Young daughters, young sons are battling with things. And we are downing them. We are talking about them. But God said, no, don't do that. I want you to fast and pray so I can show you through the eye of the Spirit what demonic force has them bound. And when I show you what that is, then I need you to take that to me in prayer. I don't need you to talk about Sister So-and-so's son. I don't need you to talk about Sister So-and-so's daughter. But what I need you to do is fast and pray, God, open my spiritual eye and let me see what demon has that son bound. What demon has that daughter bound? And when God revealed it to me, then I hit the floor on my face, and I go in travail, and I go into intercessory prayer, and I come against a stronghold, and I kill it at the root so that demon won't destroy that son's life. God is saying this season, he's calling us to fast and pray. And the only way that a person can get delivered, Adrian, they have to first acknowledge that they need help. And many times, even in the body of Christ, let me talk about the body of Christ. Even in the body of Christ, when we need help, we're going to have to do like David did in Psalms 51. David did not get delivered until David first owned up. He said, I acknowledge my sin, and my transgression is ever before me. Before David could get massive breakthrough over his flesh, because David battled with lust. Lust was David's problem. David was a king. He had a big position. But secretly, he still had a battle with his flesh, and his battle got him in trouble. And many times, we don't leave room in the body of Christ for people to be transparent. And in order to get free, you're going to have to be transparent and tell somebody, I'm battling with this. I'm having a problem with this. And then we're going to have to be on the other end. One, that when they tell us they're battling, we're going to have to keep our mouth closed. We're going to have to keep it to ourselves, and we're going to have to take it to God, and we're going to have to be the God dweller for our brother and sister. And we're going to have to ask God to deliver our brother or our sister from the stronghold. It's taking over the body of Christ. Why do you think we have ministers on the down low? Because they are battling, and they don't want to tell nobody. They can't tell nobody. How do the pastor go and tell somebody that they're struggling with their flesh? But they're able to tell somebody that they're struggling with our flesh. We are helpers one to another. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And we should be able to go to each other and tell them, you know, sis, I'm battling with this, and I need you to pray with me, not talk about me, not get up and preach on me, not get on the phone and spread my business, but I need you to pray for me because I'm struggling with this. If you love me, you will pray for me. If you're concerned about my soul, you are praying for me. If you're concerned about my child being delivered, my daughter being delivered, you will pray for me. And God is saying, who will stand in the gap for somebody else? Who will crucify their flesh, not just for you to get a house, not just for you to get a car, not just for you to get more money, but who will fast and pray for somebody else's child, somebody else's mother, somebody else's family member to get delivered? We got to stand in the gap. And Jesus is saying, this is the hour for fasting and prayer. You want to kill the root of it? Push the plate back. You want to see that demon fall? Push the plate back. You want to see that stronghold disappear? Push the plate back. It's not time to be carnal. It's not time to be carnal, children. God is trying to kill all the carnality that's in our lives. And that's what the problem is. Carnality is ruling the house of God. Carnality is ruling a lot of these ministries. Carnality is ruling a lot of leaders. But I'm a living witness, and I see it within our own ministry. When we come together on Wednesday night, and I thank God, our precious evangelist, Yolanda Robinson, she over our prayer on Wednesday night, and we come in there, and begin to pray, and we come against those strongholds, and we bind them demons. We're seeing God deliver people. We're seeing people get set free. My God, from heaven, I feel you, God. God is calling us to pray. He's calling us to fast. He's calling us to weep between the porch and the altar. We're going to have to stay ignited. We have to stay ignited, Adrian, with the power of God. And I have learned this in my own life. The more you pray, the more you stay ignited, the more you consecrate, the more more you stay ignited, the more you keep your heart on the altar, the more you stay ignited. But I've also experienced in my life that unless you pray, the less you become ignited. And if you don't pray, if you don't fast, you're going to start losing. It will start seeping out of you. The power will start losing, and flesh will start coming alive. Those things that you didn't do before, you'll begin to do those things again. Those thoughts will come back again. But if you pray, if you fast, if you consecrate, if you seek God, Adrian, God will empower you so that when you walk down the street, you don't have to tell nobody you're saved. People will tell you there's something different about you. I don't know what it is, but I see something. I feel something coming out of you. And then that's your opening to witness and say, it's the power of God. It's the Holy Ghost. Do you know Jesus? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And God is trying to raise us up in this hour to be witnesses for him. But he don't want us to be weak witnesses. He don't want us to be frail witnesses. He don't want us to be powerless witnesses. But he wants us to be witnesses that's full of power. God is calling us, Adrian, back to prayer. He's calling us to fasting. And I thank God. I said, Lord, I thank you for a ministry of members who have a passion to fast and pray. And sometimes, Adrian, we don't realize the benefit. We don't realize the blessing. That's in fasting and prayer. God shows us things. You see things in the spirit that you've never seen before. You hear things in the spirit that you never heard before. You begin to pray for people, and you'll see results. You begin to wave your hands, and you can see demons fleeing from the right to the left. Lord God, you begin to grow in the spirit, and you'll see him running out the door. All this comes, Adrian. We begin to fast and pray. And I say, God, I thank you, because I don't want to be a pastor that's weak. I don't want to be a pastor with no power. If I'm going to be it, I'm going to be it to the max. And God is calling us to be empowered to the max, Adrian. This world needs us to be empowered to the max. They don't want to hear about tradition. They want to see something. They want to see a move of God. Because God, maybe know some people are not going to believe in Jesus until they see the blinded eyes open, until they see the lame get up and walk, until they see the dumb speaking, until they see the deaf hearing. Some people are not going to believe that Jesus is Lord until they see signs and miracles. And the Bible tells us that Jesus said, greater works shall you do in my name. Greater works. What you see me do, I will empower you to do greater. We don't want to just do what he did, because he said greater works shall you do in my name. But will we get in that place, Adrian? Will we crucify our flesh? Will we get up during the night? Like I told you before in the broadcast, I'm going to tell you again, between 12 and 5 in the morning is the time we need to be up and praying, because the witches and the warlocks is roaming the trees. They're all out in the woods making their sacrifices. Some of these children that are missing have been sacrifices, and some mother is grieving. Some mother and father is grieving. Their child has been sacrificed by witches and warlocks. Who going to get up out the bed, Adrian? Who going to get up out the bed and get on the floor? Who going to get out the bed and get to the root of the matter? It's time for us to kill the root, because some people, Adrian, they don't like being like they are. They want to get help. They want to be delivered. But we got to deal with the root cause. We see repeats after repeats after repeats of the same thing. And some of this is generational curses. It's time to kill the generational curses. It's time to tell the devil, not on my watch. The buck stops here. The line is drawn here. No more will you make this person alcoholic. That spirit of alcoholism is just traveling from this generation to that generation to that generation. And we stand by and we say, oh, their daddy was an alcoholic. Their uncle was an alcoholic. Oh, you know they're going to be an alcoholic too. The devil is a liar. They don't have to be an alcoholic. Somebody got to rise up and kill it at the root. Oh, her mother was a prostitute. Her aunt was a prostitute. So, you know, she's a part of her environment. She's a victim of her environment. But the devil is a liar. She don't have to be a victim of her environment. Somebody got to stand up and say, not on my watch. Not on my watch. Not while I pray. You devil, you can't transfer. You're not moving to the next generation. God is calling us, Adrian, to fast and pray. He's calling us to stand in the gap. He's calling us to to push the plate back. And yes, he's calling us to cry loud. And when you fast and pray, you can cry loud because you have the anointing behind you. You have the power behind you.
Oh.
God gives you that supernatural force to cry loud. And we got to cry out against these demons. These are demons. These are demonic forces. These are demons that have come together to try to overtake you. Just like we come together to fight against the enemy. Well, the enemy, he has his demons lining up. And they come together and try to import and overpower you. And sometimes we feel overwhelmed. Why do you feel overwhelmed sometimes? That's not a natural thing. That's a demonic force trying to overwhelm your mind so you can't stay focused on the things that God called you to do. Why you go through the day sometimes and it feel like something hits you out of nowhere? That's a demonic force trying to get you on track of your destiny, what God called you to do.
God,
admonish everybody on this line to ask God this season to give you a passion for prayer, give you a passion for fasting, give you a passion to seek his faith, because you're not going to be empowered and you're not going to be anointed unless you fast and unless you pray. I don't care how much Greek you know. I don't care how much Hebrew you know. None of that going to deliver somebody. When them demons get on them, you got to be empowered with the power of God. The anointing of God, the presence of God. Jesus told them, he said, these kind right here, this type of lunatic spirit, this kind of demon right here, this demon here, you can't just say in the name of Jesus. You're dealing with demons here. You're dealing with legions here. You're going to have to fast and you're going to have to pray. And the first person that we're going to have to fast and pray on is ourselves. We're going to have to fast on ourselves. We're going to have to crucify our own flesh. You're going to have to ask God to kill you. Kill you. Kill your thoughts. Kill your issues. Kill your attitude. Kill your behavior. Kill everything in your life that's not of God. Because then when you get killed, when you die, then God can empower you to help somebody else get delivered. I can't pray for nobody to get delivered if I'm not dead yet. I can't pray for God to set nobody free if I'm still battling. So the first person that I ask God to kill is Cheryl. Kill everything in Cheryl that's not like you, God. Kill attitude. Kill thoughts. Kill behavior. Then when Cheryl is killed, then God can empower Cheryl to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God can empower me to cast out devils in his name, and they have to come out. But if I'm not healed yet, God can empower me to help set somebody else free. So God is saying this day, Asia, that my hour is almost up. God is saying
that's
this
right,
day.
Right, Mother. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
And this day.
Teaching good.
We got to kill it. We're going to have to kill it. At the root. If you know you're battling with something and you can't get delivered, you better find somebody that's in touch with God, and you better be transparent enough and trust in God and him not to tell nobody, and get with them and say, I'm battling with lust. I need you to help me get through. I need you to fast and pray. Would you be willing to fast 3 days for me so I can get set free? Would you be willing to go between the porch and the altar so I can be set free? Would you be willing to deny yourself some pleasurable so I can be set free? Would you be willing to not watch Scandal and all his episodes and pray for me? And see, that's what's wrong with us. We're sitting out watching stuff that's messing up our flesh. If you watch that, you'll be scandalous. I say, God, we just messing ourselves up, feeding all this stuff into our flesh. And then our flesh becomes more alive. And then we wonder, Adrian, why we're not getting the results that we need. Whatever you entertain yourself with the most, that's what you're going to become. If you entertain yourself with more carnal stuff, you're going to become carnal. But I'm a living witness, glory to God. If you surround yourself with more spiritual stuff, you'll become more spiritual. If you surround yourself with prayer, if you surround yourself in the word, if you surround yourself with praise, if you surround yourself with worship, if you surround yourself with saints who want to talk about God and not about foolishness, if you surround yourself with the things of God, God will empower you. And he'll use you to help kill the roots in somebody else's life. He'll use you to come against some demonic stronghold. He'll use you to help somebody get a master breakthrough. But you have to make sure you have a master breakthrough first. I don't want just a breakthrough. I don't want our ministry to just have a breakthrough. We got to have a master breakthrough this season.
Hey,
and for God to give us a massive breakthrough. We're not coming together on no foolishness. I tell everybody, I say anybody that walks in prayer and compassion, they better be mean business when they come up in here, because we're going after mass. We are going after demonic forces. We are chopping it at the root. We are coming straight for the devil's neck. We are coming at the demons to chop these demons, and we're not going to chop them one time, because I found out something about snakes. If you cut their head, it still lives for a while. And we got to chop it up several times. We got to chop it up until it's not wiggling no more. We got to chop these demons up till they can't rise up and overtake. Who will be willing to go before God for master breakthrough? I'm going for master breakthrough. I'm going for mass to break you. I'm going straight for the devil's neck. I'm going straight for the neck this season. Because I say, God, too many families. God has been dealing with me mightily about families. Families are in trouble. Too many families are in trouble, Adrian. And we're sitting by. Well, it's not my family, so we don't care. No, the devil is a liar. It is your family. It is your family. Your brother is Christ. If your family is suffering, my family suffered too. If your family hurting, my family are hurting too. Because you're my brother and you're my sister. So when you go through, I go through. When you hurt, I hurt. Oh, yes, I got to be honest. When you hurt, I hurt. I got to be able to feel you when I'm praying. I got to be able to feel you when you don't tell me. You don't have to tell me nothing. If I call your name, God's going to tell me. And I, when he tells me, I'm supposed to pray. I'm not supposed to get on the phone and talk about it. I'm supposed to pray. And that's the problem. We're talking about what we should be praying about. We're laughing about people's struggles and hardships. We're making fun of people's children. God said, pray. He said, you pray. Because that's your sister's child. That's your brother's child. And that could be your child. You want somebody laughing at your child? Would you want somebody making fun of your children? No. Yes. That's for you to pray. I don't show you things for you to talk about it, Cheryl. I show it for you to pray. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the floor. I wouldn't take nothing for the floor, children. I thank God for my chair. I can get in my chair and pray. I thank God for knees. People want BAs. They want MAs. They want all these PhDs. I thank God for kneeology. I have learned more on my knees than any Bible school could teach me. I thank God for floorology. I have learned more on the floor than any seminary can teach me. Because you can go to seminary, Adrian, and you can have a BA, a master's, but one thing about it, that's not going to cast no devil out. You're going to get in trouble. You can have them all behind your name. That's head knowledge, and nothing is wrong with education. Nothing is wrong with Bible school. Nothing is wrong with it. I love it. But when the devil comes to your face, when the devil gets a hold of your child, you're not going to be able to lay that paper on that boy and he gets free.
Come on, man.
You're not going to be able to lay that paper on that daughter and she gets free. You're going to have the power of God to cast the devil out of that child. And that's what Jesus said. He said, these kind come out for prayer and fasting. He didn't say these kind come out because you have the title apostle. He didn't say these kind come out because you have the title bishop. He didn't say these kind come out because you have the title pastor. He didn't say these come out because you have the title prophetess. He didn't say these come out because you have the title evangelist. He said these come out because of prayer and fasting. So you can have all the titles you want, but your title don't mean no good if you don't have no power behind it. I'd rather not have no title and have some anointing and power than to have a title and don't have none. People are in trouble. People are going to churches looking for help. No longer are people coming to church for programs. No longer are they coming there to see what you have on. No longer are they coming to see what kind of car you pulled up in. People are coming because they're in trouble, Adrian. And if they come to the house of God and get set free, where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? The saints told me when I got saved that the church was the saints' hospital. If I can't go to the church and get delivered, we in bad shape. We done lost something, children. So it's time for us to get back focused. It's time for us to refocus ourselves. And the only way we're going to get refocused, we're going to have to pray, and we're going to have to fast. And we're going to have to consecrate ourselves. And we're going to have to stop thinking that we all that we think we are, we not. And we're going to have to humble ourselves and say, it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. It's me, God. Because unless I get delivered first, you can't anoint me to deliver nobody else. Unless you help me, I can't help nobody else. If I got a battle with gluttony, how am I going to help somebody else get delivered from gluttony when I'm eating all the time? If I got a battle with lust, how am I going to help somebody get free from lust? No, God, I need you to deliver me. I need you to kill everything in me. I need to die. I need to die. And when I am dead, then you can empower me to help somebody else live. I can't help nobody live if I'm not dead. God is calling us to your heart. He's calling us to prayer. He's calling us to fasting. And we get to prayer and fasting like God said. He said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. That's what Jesus said in that scripture. These kind come up by prayer and fasting. Unless you fast, unless you pray, don't even try to go up against no demon. Because like the seven sons of Sceva, they thought they had some, they didn't. And the demons overpowered them. What demon will have to overpower you? Because you're acting like you have some that you don't. Don't try to embark on it to make yourself look good. Don't try to tackle them if you know you've not been praying and fasting. If you haven't been praying and fasting, sit your own self down. Sit yourself down. This is not a game we're playing. We are in spiritual warfare. And we are soldiers in the battle of the Lord. And soldiers get wounded sometimes, but they get back up. And sometimes we get wounded. Life wounds us sometimes. Things we deal with wounded sometimes. But the righteous man falls. But he gets back up. God will get you back up and put you back in the fight. And the only way you're going to stay victorious and live a victorious life and not be defeated, you're going to have to fast and pray. If you don't fast, if you don't pray, you're going to live a defeated life. And Jesus did not save to live a defeated life. He saved us to live a victorious life. But we're not victorious agents. We will not be victorious children unless we fast and unless we pray. I don't care what no one says. I beg to differ with them. I heard a preacher say one time, I don't need to get on my face, and I don't need to pray, and I don't need to seek God. Oh, I can just turn it on when I get ready. I said, that's the problem. Yeah. You turn it on when you get ready. God not turn it on. And that's why there's no effect. That's why nothing is happening. You have to pray. Jesus said it. He said, when ye fast, it's commission, it's command. He said, men are to always pray and not faint. It's a commandment that we pray. A church that don't pray is a powerless church. A ministry that don't pray is a powerless church. A saint that don't pray is a powerless saint. I don't care if you've been saved 30 years. I don't care if you've been saved 40 years. If you don't have an intense, effective prayer life, you are a powerless saint. That's Bible. If you don't pray, you won't last. They said if you don't fast, you won't last. If you don't pray, you won't stay. If you don't pray, you'll end up back in the world. If you don't pray, you begin to do the things you used to do. If you don't pray, those fleshly tendencies will start moving in your flesh. If you don't pray, you'll go back and pick up the pipe. If you don't pray, you'll get back under the sheets. If you don't pray, you'll start stealing. If you don't pray, you'll start lying. If you don't pray, you'll start fornicating. If you don't pray, you'll start doing the things you used to do. God is calling us back to pray. You say cry a lot, I'm crying a lot today. God is calling us back to prayer. He's calling us back to fast. I would admonish you, daughter Adrian, on your crusade that you're getting ready to embark into. My prayer for you is God will empower you. Through prayer, I hear you, God, through prayer and fasting, that you will get on the floor in your face and you will cry out to God, that you will ask God to give you his mind for this service, that every vessel that's coming will prepare themselves now for later, that they will consecrate, they will pray, they will kill their flesh. Because flesh don't need to stand up and pray for nobody. Flesh don't need to be on parade. And that's what's wrong with the churches. We have too many pastors. We have too many in leadership that stand up in their flesh. And that's why people are not getting delivered. They're not getting healed. They're not getting set free because we're in our flesh. But if we would kill this flesh, there is no way you can stand up under the power of God and he don't hear you. Yes, God had generals in the past. But he wants some generals today. They are gone. Their work is over. But who will be God's generals today? Where is the next Amy Sue McPherson? Where is the next Catherine Kuhlman? Where is the next Jet Cole? Where is the next where is the next Smith Wigglesworth? Where is the next A.A. Allen? Where are the generals today? Where are they? Will you be one? Will you be one of those generals? I made up my mind. I'm going to be one. Will you be one of those generals that was sacrificed for somebody else to be delivered? How many stars are going to be on your crown when you get to heaven that you fasted and prayed for somebody? What would Jesus say to you? Was your work just in the church, standing behind the podium? Was that your work? He saved us to have saved somebody else. He didn't save us to be grandized. He didn't save us to look glamorous. He saved us to help save somebody else. So when our work is over, he's going to take us out of here, children. But what will he say to us? And what will be the answer we give to him? Father in heaven, I bless you today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I have remembered what you told me to say, God. I have told the body of Christ what you said today. I have cried loud, and I didn't spare anything you told me to say. So, God, I'm asking that you look on daughter Adrian Bernard. Get her ready, God, for this assignment. You have her down there, God, in the midst of demons and devils. She's in the midst of it. God, I'm asking that you empower her through prayer and fasting. I'm asking that you give her strength in her body. I'm asking that you raise up an army, a team, God, that will fast and pray with her, God, that will surround her. God, I'm asking that you give her somebody to hold her up. Give her somebody to fast for her. Give us somebody, God, that will walk the streets for her, God. Oh, we got to take it to the streets, children. We got to girded it up. We got to get full of ammunition because it's time to go to the streets. What is our ammunition? It is the power of God. It is the anointing of God saturating our being. That is our ammunition for the streets. But we can't get full ammunition if we don't fast and pray. You can go out on the battlefield and take a machine gun. If you don't have no bullets in it, you can't kill nobody. Our bullet is the Holy Ghost. Our ammunition is the Holy Ghost. And we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. What's inside your temple? Father, bless you. Bless you today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, use it for your glory. And use it for your honor. And God, empower all of us this day to glorify our minds, to fast and to pray, God. Strengthen all of our bodies, but fasting is not easy. It is not an easy thing to do, children. Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes you start and you stop and you go and you come back on. But we got to come to our minds and we got to ask God. God, help us to be disciplined this season. God, discipline me, God. Fortify my mind and fortify my spirit. Because I'd rather have more of you, God. I don't want to be a weak thing. I don't want to be a powerless saint, but I want to be a saint that's full of power. He said in Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. But that power is not going to stay there if you don't fast and pray. And people say, oh, I'm anointed. I'm always anointed. But no, once anointed, that don't mean you're always anointed. If you don't fast and pray, every bit of anointing that you did have, it will leave. So in order for you to stay ignited with the anointing of God, you're going to have to keep doing what you did. Whatever you did to become anointed, you're going to have to keep doing that to stay anointed. You don't stop doing it because you're anointed. You intensify it. So, Father in heaven, I bless you for this day. I praise you for this day. I love you for this day, God. I thank you for this day, God. While they're blowing up firecrackers, make us firecrackers, God. Make us firecrackers in this world. Let your power work through us. Let your power work through us, God. Let us walk down the street like Peter, God. Let your anointing get in our shadow and let it heal people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I bless you, Lord. I praise you right now. I praise you for prayer. I praise you for prayer and compassion. I praise you for my children. I praise you for them, God. A mind want to pray and fast, God. Show us all up, God. Show every listener, every hearer. Go into the archive, God. Give them a passion for prayer. Give them a passion, God. Give us a mind and desire to see signs, miracles, and wonders. And God, help us, Lord. Kill everything in us. Kill our flesh, God. Kill our desires that's not like you. Kill our thoughts that's not like you. Kill our actions that's not like you. Kill our ways that's not like you. Kill the flesh, God, because you said no flesh shall glory in your sight, God. We don't want to see flesh on the race. We need to see a move of you, God. We need to see a move of you in this crusade. God, we need to see the power of you moving this crusade because some people are coming to the crusade, Asia. They're sick and afflicted in their bodies. They're battling demons and devils. They're coming to be healed. They're coming to be set free. They're coming for a change. We need a life change. They're coming for transformation. Bless them right now. Bless Adrian, God. Bless every vessel that's coming. Let them take this very serious, God, of what they're getting ready to do, God. Let it not be a social gathering. Let it not be just a church service. But, God, we need a demonstration of the power of you, God, working in the midst, God. I'm asking you, God, to anoint every speaker. Anoint Pastor Singleton. Anoint Mr. Lewis. Anoint Pastor Martin, God. Anoint all the vessels that's coming, God. I'm asking you, God, to empower them now. I'm asking you, God, to put a spirit of fasting and prayer on them like never before, God. I'm asking you, God, to endow them with fresh oil from high. Let the oil of you, God, drip down on them, God. Let the oil of you, God, get in their mind. Let the oil of you, God, get in their hands. Let the oil of you, God, get in their feet. Let them tread over servants and scorpions. Let them take authority, God. Let them rise up in the authority of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That when they wave their hands, God, demons will scatter. When they stretch forth their hand, people will fall out, God, in the power of you, God. I'm asking you, God, to move by your power in this crusade, God. I'm holding her up right now, God. I'm interceding on her behalf. I'm asking you, God, to touch their bodies, God. Let them come together and pray for the service, God. Let them consecrate now. Let them get their minds and their bodies ready for what you're getting ready to do, God. Let them take authority over the territory of demons, God. Let them take authority over the city. God, let them take authority in the atmosphere. Let them walk the ground of the church. Let them walk the ground, God, and pray and fast. God, I'm asking you. I hear God say, Adrian, you ought me to walk the ground of where the service going to be. When all y'all get together, y'all walk that ground and y'all pray around the building. Y'all walk the ground and y'all pray around the door. That everybody around there know that God will empower them, that God will let the Spirit overtake them. Oh, God, I hear you. Some people going to be touching, and nobody going to have to touch them. If you all fast and pray, y'all will have to lay hands on a lot of people. God will lay hands on this shower. I see them falling out under the power of God. If you all just pray, if you all just fast, if you all just come together, God going to do it himself. I see a supernatural mover. I see the power of God moving in demonstration. I see signs, miracles, and wonders. If you all just pray on the ground. Have your way, God. Have your way in this crusade. Have your way in this crusade, God. Oh, Shabbaha. Yes, Lord. Let your anointing be on the ground. Let somebody start going in their church now. They need to start going in there hour to every day and start praying. Yes, start praying in that place. Stop praying. Ask God to let his spirit get in the walls. Let his anointing get in the carpet. Let his spirit You need God in there now. You need God to start coming in now. You need his presence to be in there now. Deal with your heart. Somebody got to go in there. Somebody got to go in there. Don't pray for nothing else. God, give us somebody. Give us somebody down there, God. And just pray. Just pray for the service. Just pray for signs, miracles, and wonders. Pray for healing and deliverance. Pray for master breakthroughs. You want master breakthroughs, Asian. You want them to come in and give up their drugs. You want them to come in and give up the prostitution. You want them to come in and give up the gambling. You want them to come in and give it up. Pray for master breakthroughs. Master breakthrough. Oh, Shema. Master breakthrough, God. Let your anointing saturate the altar. So when they walk towards the altar, the power of you, God, will slay them in the spirit. Master breakthrough. Father, we bless you for master breakthrough. We bless you for this day. And we give you glory. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for everything else that's going. We thank you for the true faith, God. We thank you for filling the air with prayer, God. We say you're fulfilling the air with prayer, God. Oh, Shabbat. You say you're fulfilling the air with prayer. You said building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's time for us to pray and get out of your flesh and pray in the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit make intercession for you. We don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit, you know what to pray for. Pray. Pray. And don't stop praying. Father, we bless you. And we praise you for it today. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, daughter Adrian. Right now, God. Slither in the inner man. Slither on the inside, God. heaven or not, keep a mind covered with your blood. Keep a mind mortified, devil, you're a liar. Keep a mind, keep a mind covered with your blood. The miracles take place by the stretching forth of the hands, God. Supply every need, God. Let finances come to the mailbox. Let finances come for this service, God. Let finances come, God. So the people can be more focused on you than on the finances. Bring it all in, God. Hey, look. Bring it all in, God. And then I'm going to be okay,
y'all.
Bring it in, God.
Thank you, Jesus
Christ, and that. And we bless you today, God. And
thank
we praise you today, God. And
yes,
we're going to thank you for anything today, God. We're going to eat fresh manna from you before we eat anything today, God.
Yes,
and we thank
God. Thank
you,
Lord.
And we praise you for your word
thank
today.
Your word
is life, because you are life. And
yes,
God. You might have life in that more abundance,
God.
Because you are prayer. You are prayer, Jesus. You are prayer. You are prayer. And you taught us how to pray. And you gave us a result of prayer and fasting. You prayed. You fasted 40 days. You came out the wilderness. You came with power. If Jesus fasted 40 days and came with power, what make us think that we're going to pray? We're going to have power. We're going to pray. We're going to have power. We're going to do like Jesus did. When he stepped on the scene, demons had to speak out. You want power, you're going to pray. I love you, Adrian.
Yeah,
God bless you,
my
dear. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm praying much for you, okay?
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I love you. I'm
getting
the most sung video to talk.
I'm floored because I told them on yesterday we won't be on today. Mother Harrison, and I said, you know, we don't have a lot of listeners that call in on holidays too much. So, you know, hey, I don't want to waste my time. But as I was in prayer this morning, Lord said, go forward. He said, on cancel, go forward. Let the world do what they do, and you do what you do. I heard the Spirit speak to me and say that. And I texted Mother and told her, I said, I'm going, I got to go forward. Because God had a word. God had a word that he wanted spoken. Today, you can go back and eat your barbecue. Oh, yeah, no, but you can go back and eat and enjoy your family. Oh, but those of you that's been on this line today, you better take heed. Yeah, God. Sometimes you say things and you tell people, oh, the Lord said this and the Lord, and you know, folks will look at you crazy. Oh, the God ain't speaking to her. God. But as I was in prayer this morning, I wasn't coming on this line today. I was going to cancel and not have a broadcast today. Yeah, you're the Messiah. And I said, Mom, if you're available next week, give me a day next week. That's what I told her on yesterday. But this morning, the Lord said, go forward. Ah, God, I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, that don't mean that I'm more spiritual than you. That don't mean that I'm this Christ. No, it ain't me. I didn't tell my... This flesh wanted to do just what y'all doing. Lay out, eat y'all little 4th of July meal, and just chill out. That's what the flesh wanted to do. But God knew somebody needed a word. God. I needed that word. I needed that strength. I needed to know that I have to push back my plate. And I have to, hallelujah, I have to pray more. I'm asking for prayer today. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, God.
We don't realize angels, even though angels are watching over us, we have to be a participant. You know what I'm saying? God can put the hedge about you. Yeah, but if you're not participating in your own safety, if you're not participating on what you're expecting God to do, she said when she opened up, I don't care how much you pray, how much you fast. Hey, if you don't make it applicable to your life, hallelujah, if you don't deny this flesh, Whoa, Jesus, so I couldn't be moved because this is Independence Day. And the Lord told me to go forward. I couldn't shut down. Then I went to service this morning. Pastor Blake's been was in service for about 30 or 40 minutes this morning. What are you saying? I'm trying to draw nearer to God because I can't change lives out here in New Orleans. You know, that was a different mindset. My mind has to be made up. I have to have power, as she already has said it. How am I going to lay hands on somebody and I'm weak? That demon that's in them going to jump on me. You know what I'm going to say? Ya. Hallelujah. Weak demon. You can't play when it comes to casting out devils. You can't play when it comes to casting out demons. If you ain't prayed up, if you ain't fasted up, them devils ain't going nowhere. Huh? Hallelujah. They're just going to grow. They become legions because they're looking at us saying, shut up. I don't hear you. This was God. God was speaking today. I'm going to let Sister Ruby open up the lines if you need prayer. If you need prayer, if you're struggling with something, you don't have to go into all the details. Prophetess Harrison is here. She made a sacrifice today. to come on this line and minister what God has given her. Somebody needs some help. Don't get off this line today because you're ashamed to say, I need prayer. I'm struggling with an addiction. You might be struggling with talking on the phone too much or watching the television shows like she said. Anything. It don't have to be sin. Watching a television show is not sin, but it's what you allow to be downloaded in your spirit. If you're watching something and everything come out of these people's mouth is a curse word, it's profanity, when you look, those words have been downloaded in your spirit.
Amen.
And it may not come up today, but I guarantee you, you keep on listening to profanity, you'll be cussing in a minute. You keep on watching this pornography, you'll find yourself out there. And all of these things are spirits.
Amen.
And they're on the television to draw us, to lure us in. The devil is deceptive.
Yes.
Amen. So if you don't know his tricks, you don't know his schemes, he get us all caught up and distracted because he don't want us to pray. He don't want us to isolate ourselves. He don't want us to meditate in God's word. But I'm so glad because when it gets congested where I'm at, I just go out and sit in my car. Hallelujah. And guess what? Everybody's blocked out then because I lock my doors and I don't respond. If that's your hiding place, if you don't have a secret closet, if you don't have nowhere where you can go and get away from all of the drama, the trauma, the chaos, you better get away from it because this stuff is contaminating our spirits. And I'm down here in what they call Sin City. Hallelujah. I was with some of my relatives came down from Michigan. You know, when they come to New Orleans, the French Quarters, that's the tourist section. That's where people come down here to tour. But we went down there for the bars and the topless strippers. And you're just there to see something you never seen, buying little trinkets and everything, seeing the young and the little boys out there beating on their drums for a dollar or two. There ain't no sin in that. Ah, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. But it's what's in your mind. Where are you going with it? Hallelujah. I was born and raised in this city. Bourbon Street don't excite me. None of that French Quarter, none of that stuff excite me. Because I know those spirits that's there. Hallelujah. Now, if you just go on the sightsee, go on down there during the daytime and sightsee. Don't go down there when the folks is down there with the alcohol and the crazy drunk and all this old crap. No! The Bible says it's a time and a season. So I'm here where this is the party. These folks live for the party. Hallelujah. But I don't think I can change everything here. I didn't come here for that purpose. I don't even know my full purpose, Mother. I don't know my purpose. All I know is God told me to go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I'm asking every day, Lord, why me?
Hallelujah.
Why me? What can I do? But I'm reminded that if God be for me, this world is against me.
Yes.
Amen. God didn't keep me away 30 years for me to come back and then he kill me. That ain't God. God told me to come. So everything that God has purpose for me to do, I don't know it all. But I know one thing. God, you know the Messiah. Hallelujah. He brought me back. For a purpose.
Yes.
Now, if I get down and get to doing what they do, then guess what? I have just made a mockery.
That's right.
Upon the church, the body of Christ. And guess what? I'm telling the Lord, what you told me to do. It ain't good enough, Lord. I need to do my thing. And then you know what God's going to do? He's going to kill me in my mess. I will not be alive to tell nobody about my mess. If I don't live holy here in New Orleans, God is going to kill me. And I want him to take me out. Hey, glory to God. Because I refuse. I refuse to get entangled again. God has been too good to us. Open up the line, Sister Ruby. Anybody needs some sincere prayer? If you're struggling with something, this woman of God, once you open up your mouth, you don't even have to say nothing to her. When she hear your voice, God have already given her discernment, and she know what you're struggling with. Hey, you don't have to say it. So let's go there, Sister Ruby. Let's go there. I really want to open up the line first. I asked Aaron to get on the line. Hallelujah. And I know he's been struggling with something, and I want him open Minister Aaron Singleton's line first for me, Sister Ruby, if you don't mind.
Glory to God.
This was God today.
Minister Aaron, your line.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
Go ahead,
Aaron. What's your request?
Order my steps, you know, lead me and guide me like he's doing. And that's it, you know, just, you know, keep praying for me to get that out, you know, what God want me to do in these last needful days, you know, seeking him.
You have something specific.
I've been asking God, I've been looking for something right now for God to move in my life, you know, the blessing, you know, I've just been asking God for. To move in my life, so I can be a blessing, you know, to somebody else, for these souls, you know, and I'm asking them to move in my behalf.
Okay,
and that's all I'm asking them for.
All right. Mother.
That's all I've been asking them for.
Brother,
I know
Aaron?
What I got to do. Yeah.
Prophet Harrison.
Is his name Brother Aaron, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Minister Aaron, yeah.
Brother Aaron, I hear the Lord say this. Lay yourself on the altar before him. Lay yourself on the altar before him. And ask God if anything that would be hindering your prayer request from being answered, ask God to reveal it to you what it is. Ask God to reveal it to you what it is. And if God reveals it to you what it is, then you lay that at the altar. And you give that to the Lord. I also heard the Lord say, don't you doubt him. Don't doubt him. You're asking him to do these things. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he was on the line before one time when I was on. And I prayed for him. Don't doubt him. If you seek him, you will find him. And you find him when you seek him. And seeking moves you beyond asking. Okay? And after you seek, then you knock. So now you're at your knocking time. You knock. You said after you knock, the door shall be open. So you ask, you seek, then you knock. Okay? And when you do that, you sincerely talk to God. If he has not answered you, then you need to ask God, whatever it is that's blocking this request, if I'm asking for more of you to come, I need you to tell me what it is. And then when he reveals it, you give it to God. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We're going to a member of your church, Prophet, is Cheryl Harrison. It's 209-6656.
Last four of your number. Hallelujah.
He said
amen, amen.
Okay, he dropped off, or did he do that? Okay, then here we go again. Let's go ahead, they up here. We have quite a few unknown numbers here, so I don't have them in the book. 707-5411?
Yes.
Yes, who are we speaking
to?
Yes, who are
Sister
we
Raquel. My
oh,
name is
okay.
Sister Raquel, and I'm from Prayer and Compassion Ministry.
Oh,
okay. God bless you,
yes.
Sister Raquel.
God bless you. God bless you. Truly, I was blessed by the message. Truly, at this point in time in people's life, they should want to be broken by God so he can do what he said he would do. So truly, the message was a blessing to me. It lets me know that I need to continue with my prayer and fasting.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
So thank you for having me on the air.
Thank you, Sister Raquel. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
You're
Amen.
Welcome.
This is Sister Ruby.
Oh, the prophet had, okay, we're going to, we have quite a few unknown numbers here. We're going to go and try and get to you first. 510-6373.
God bless you, caller.
510.
God bless you, caller. Your line is open if you like. If you have a
Hello?
Special prayer request or comment, you're welcome to do so.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Brother Kevin Davis. I was just listening to the broadcast.
God bless you, Brother Kevin.
How you doing, Sister Brad?
What a surprise. God bless you.
Yeah.
Miss all of you. Oh.
It was good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you.
Yes, ma'am. We just want prayer requests from our family. I already know that message was for me. So, and there was things that we need to do to get closer to God. We want to see God do the supernatural, but we just thank God for the message. That's all. I just want to have a comment. Just thank God for the message.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Ah, Jesus. Thank you. You all are blessed today. Hallelujah. All right.
Area code 803-5754.
Your line is open, caller.
Who's that then? Hello?
Okay. Yeah, we hear
you. Hello, God bless you. I didn't know if y'all called the number, but I'm 803-743-5754.
Yes.
Hey, this is Apostle Clark from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey!
God bless you. How
God
you
bless
doing?
You, Apostle Clark. Wow.
Bless you. Bless you. Y'all doing okay?
Did I text you today? Did I text you?
Well, I just got on the line. I don't know if you did.
Okay.
Apostle Harrison informed me that she was going to be on the air today.
Okay.
And yes. So that's how I found out. That's how I got on the air today.
All right. Well, God bless you, Apostle Clark.
God bless you, too. And just wanted to say Apostle Harrison, I thoroughly enjoyed that word today.
Ooh,
I don't know if I've heard a message with that kind of power behind it on fasting and prayer. And it just was creating, it moved me, and whoever was a hearer of the word today had to gotten something out of that. Certainly our hearts are happy and excited, and we're excited moving forward
That's
in the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory.
Apostle Clark?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right. Prophetess Cheryl Harrison?
Yes.
She's...
God bless you, God.
Okay, Apostle Clark.
Hey,
God
bless
you.
Brother.
Thank you for tuning in today. It's so good to hear your voice.
Can I pray for you, Dr. Clark?
Yes, you can. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Father in heaven, I bless you right now, Lord God.
in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. As Dr. Clark is seeking a deeper debt in you and a higher height in you, I ask that you continue to bless him. I ask that you strengthen his body while he's in his season of prayer and fasting and consecration.
Yes.
I strengthen it from his head to the sole of his feet. I ask that you go into his legs, go into his knees, and strengthen every part, saturated head, his eyes.
Yes.
Give him strong vision, strong clarity. Give him
thank
divine
you.
Vision, God.
Yes.
Give him a visit, God. He's waiting for
thank
divine
you.
Vision from you. I ask
yes.
that you bless it. I ask that you bless him. I ask that you keep his heart encouraged and use
yes.
him this season in the supernatural.
Lord.
Let him walk in the supernatural.
Thank
let him
you,
flow
Jesus.
In the supernatural.
Yes.
Let him lay hands
yes.
in the supernatural. Make
yes.
him one of
your
generals, God, this season.
You,
raise him up. Shop, and
you,
use him for your glory,
yes.
God, and for
yes.
your honor. And God, we'll thank you, and we'll love you, amen. I wanted to pray for Minister Davis. Did he get off the line?
Oh,
Prophet
Davis? Prophet Michael Minister, Davis?
No, Kevin Davis, he was on before Dr. Clark. Did he get off the line?
Oh, yeah, Kevin. Yeah, I think Kevin dropped off. Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
It's a member of yours. I'm going to open up their line and see if that's it. 209-6656.
No, that's not Kevin. His number was 510.
Oh, well, his is 510. Prophet Michael Davis will be with you in 1 minute. We're going to 510-6668.
This is Valerie, Sister Valerie Beal, invited by Evangelist Harrison.
All right. God bless
you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord calling from California. Continuously enjoying the word anywhere and anytime I can get it. Thank you, Jesus, for Pastor Evangelist Harrison coming into my life and just continuously bringing the word to her people. I greatly, greatly appreciate her with all from the bottom of my heart.
God bless you,
thank you so much.
God bless you, Valerie. Father, bless Valerie.
Yes,
Valerie's
Lord.
Valerie's eyes of the heart. I'm asking
yes,
to bless
Lord.
Valerie's daughter. Touch
yes,
her
Lord.
Daughter, God, and keep our daughter's heart encouraged. I'm asking
yes,
to supply
Lord.
Every need for her daughter, God.
Yes,
don't let
Lord.
Her have to walk
Jesus,
for anything.
Jesus,
cover
Jesus.
Valerie, cover her husband. Cover her
yes,
house.
Lord, Jesus.
Cover
yes,
her,
yes,
Lord
Jesus.
God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And
yes,
God,
Lord,
meet every
Jesus.
Bill that Valerie has to pay.
Mm. Glory, glory, glory.
Don't let a debt be behind.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
That you pay the bill.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Week,
Jesus.
God, every day.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I pay debt. I'm asking that you meet every bill.
Every
yes,
Lord.
I'm asking that you keep on
glory.
My courage. Thank, she feels
you.
Sometimes, she's all
thank
alone.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not alone. You say you're not alone, Valerie.
Yes,
you're
Lord.
You're not alone. You never leave you nor forsake you. God says you're not alone. Comfort
glory.
Her and strengthen her heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless
thank
her finances. Meet every need with her finances, God, in the name of Jesus. And give
yes,
her mind
Lord.
Of sins, teach you like never before. We
bless
yes, you, Lord. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you,
Valerie. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for just being there for us on this Independence Day, the day that the Lord has made. We're going to just rejoice each and every day.
God bless you, God. I love you, Valerie.
And thank you, ladies, very much, too. May the Lord continue to bless all that's on the line. May his word be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate it. Thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Tuning in today. Amen. I think we have about two more callers, Sister Ruby. Glory
yes.
to God. Thank you.
I'm going to try to go back to Prophetess Harrison.
Dawn is on. I see she, my sister Dawn, she see she pressed the one
yeah.
button. Let's get her to. Amen. Amen.
Sister Dawn?
Yes.
Oh, praise
God. Oh, that was a word. That was a word today. But I want to testify.
Okay.
And I want to tell you about my, I have addiction too, but I like utilizing me. That's my addiction. I'm addicted to eating. I'm getting so big, but God is good. And I just want to tell everything. The word was, it was meant for me. I needed that word. And God bless you. Everybody who's on the line, and you all have a happy Independence Day. God bless you all.
Father in heaven, I ask that you touch Don.
Yes.
Before you even said that, Don, the Lord let me see your body. So when you said that, that was confirming what I saw. So Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against the stronghold, God. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking that you kill it at the root, God. Kill it at the root, God. Oh,
yes,
shut up. Kill it at the root, God. Take the desire. Take the taste away. Take it away, God. Take it away, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I come against the root, Lord, the root of depression, God. Kill it, God. In the Namoshanda, in the name of Jesus. Set it free, God. Temper the cry to you, Lord. Touch the Lord, God. Go in the kneecaps, God. Get all in her kneecaps, all in her legs, her hips. Go into her body, God. Down into her feet, God. Touch her, Lord God. Send your daughter free. Help her to cry out to you, Lord. Help her to give her life all the way over to you.
Yes, Lord.
Help her to give her life to you.
Yes,
God wants you to give your life all the way to him, Don. He wants you to sell out to him, Don. He wants you to give him every part of you, Don. Whole shop out of y'all. You got to sell out. You got to say yes
Jesus
to him. Say yes to him. Say yes to his will. Say yes to him.
Oh.
He said, he that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You got to call on him, Don, and tell God, God, for you I will live. God, for you I will die. God, I give my whole life, my mind, my body, my soul, everything to you, God. I will serve. I will get saved. I will live for you, God. Oh, son, I hear you, God. Give yourself to God, Don. In the Messiah, and he'll deliver you from that stronghold. He'll set you free from the stronghold. He will deliver you. I tell the Messiah, in the name of Jesus. It's time to get saved and get saved all the way. And live for God. Live for God. But one thing going to the building, it's another thing having a relationship with God. You talk to God, son. I'm going to be praying for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
God
thank
you.
Thank
God bless you, Don.
Amen. Amen.
God bless. Good to hear a voice. Mm-hmm. We're going back to your member again because they can't drop off, but they're back on. 209-6656, your line is open.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. We was trying to get you, and I had talked to you. But anyway, your line is open. Go, y'all, whatever you want to say.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise him.
I bless you. This is Brother Faze from Stockton, California. I'm a member of Prayer Intercession.
Bless you, Brother Faze.
Ben Bernard, I just wanted to encourage you today. Just what you're doing is such a wonderful thing, this radio broadcast, and I'm just happy to be able to hear today's message. Just excited about what God is doing in all of our life. And I thank God for... our ministry. I thank God for my leader, for Prophetess Harrison and Bishop. I'm just so thankful for the teaching that we are able to get. You know, so many people are so far away and not able to get the teaching that they have poured into our lives. And I'm just thankful, and I'm just asking everybody to please keep me in prayer as I try to go stronger in the Lord.
Jesus.
God bless you. Hoshinaya.
Hallelujah.
God, go up and down his leg. Go up and down his leg. Trigger Brother Faze's leg. Go
thank
down to the kneecap all the way down. Up in the hip. Go up and down his leg. I see your leg. Go up and down
thank
it. Give him healing. Give him strength.
You,
go in the
heal him, God, in
back
the name
of his
Jesus.
Neck. Go in the back of his neck. Down the shoulder.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
God.
Glory
to God. Pain go through me.
No,
line up. Body line up. Nerve line up.
You've already told me what it is, God. Because of your transparency. I'm asking you, God, that you take the seed out. He don't want just a root destroyed. He wants the seed removed, God.
Take
it completely out that you can take him to the next level, the supernatural level, God, with signs, miracles, and wonders are wrought by the laying on of hands, God. Supernatural level, God, where people got in wheelchairs and walkers, God. Supernatural level, God, where he can speak to the dead and they'll get up.
Oh,
Shabbat, supernatural level, God. Oh, where blinded eyes will be opened, where you will put eyes in sockets where there are no eyes, God. Supernatural level, God. I'm asking you to do it for him, God, for your glory and for your honor, as he cry out to you, not in praise, not talk, but as he cry out to you, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him, as he cried out to you this season, God, as he lay between the porch and the altar, crying out to you, as he gripped the horns of the altar, crying out to you, God, so shall he be so. Deliver him, God. Set him free, Lord God, that nothing will be there, God, that when he stretched forth his hand, nothing will hinder, God, people from being delivered, healed, and set free, God. Bless him in a special way. Raise him up. Make him one of your generals, God, for this end time. Make him one of your generals, God, that when he open his mouth, the anointing will flow out of his mouth. That power will go out of his mouth, God. That when he waves his hands, the anointing will go forth, God. Like in the days of the apostles. God, I'm asking you. I'm asking you to do it as he cry out to you, as you purge it, as you cut it out, God. Take your scalpel. Go in there and cut the seed out, God. Cut the seeds. Cut the seeds. Cut the seeds out, God. In the Mosiah. In the name of Jesus. Keep him meek. Keep him humble, God. In the name of Jesus. Forever make ways. Forever open doors, God. Keep him humble, God. Keep him receptive spirit, God. Keep him knowing that there is more. Keep him reaching for more, God. Let him never be satisfied where he is. Keep him reaching for more until you return, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you, Lord. I praise you for him. Keep his body healthy. Keep his body strong, God, as he intensifies his fasting and his consecration. Bless him in a special way, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, let the blood be applied to him. And cover him from every demonic attack, every demonic force that will come as we fast and pray. Every demonic force, God, coming with your blessing. When he's weak, God, keep him crying out to you, Lord. Keep him quiet. Keep him quiet. Keep him with a weeping spirit before you, God. Keep cutting. Keep him on the potter's wheel. Put him back on the wheel, God. Take out everything. Don't take him off the wheel and put him out, God. Put him back when it surfaces and take it out, God. Keep him on the wheel. Until you make him a vessel. Until you make him that vessel. But only the anointing can work through. Father, we're going to bless you for the vessel. We declare that it shall be so. It shall be one of your generals. In this end time revival that you're going to bring forth, God. Not man, but that you're going to bring forth from the north, south, east, and west. Bless you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you.
I receive it.
God bless you. God, go into his body. Go into nerves and muscles, joints of his body. And fortify him, God. Fortify him for the task that's ahead, God. Keep him humble.
Keep him sweet. Keep him respected, Lord. Keep him, Lord. Let him not judge. Let him not be judgmental. Let him not be confined. Let him not be compromising. But keep him humble. And keep him sweet. Keep him with a respected spirit, God. Knowing that you give your word to many, many, many in different ways, God. But let him hear what your spirit is saying. Let him hear what your spirit is saying. Bless him especially. Bless his finances. Everything that he needs to be done. Bless his finances, God. We're waiting for your servant, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, and I bless you. And I praise you for him. Bless him to travel. Some places he want to go. Some cities he want to visit. Some places. Bless him, Father. In the name of Jesus. Make provision. Make provision so he can go. Make him a prison so his feet can touch the island. So his feet can touch fresh soil. Make a vision for him, God. Open doors for him when he gets there. But let him be humble. Let him walk in the power and authority of you, God. Let demons scatter when they hear that he
is. Oh, Jesus.
I hear you, Lord. Let him scatter, God, when he step on the pavement.
And my God.
I bless you right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank
God bless you, man, God.
I receive it.
Glory.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you for your power.
Thank
you for your power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your power.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Thank you for your power.
Hallelujah. God, touch Mother Ruby.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mother Ruby, God. Encourage Mother Ruby's heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, encourage our heart today, God.
Yeah,
that's good. By sticking with Evangeline on the broadcast, Lord. Continue to keep her on the potter's wheel. Continue to make her molder, God. Use it in our older years, God. Use it to be that witness for you, God. Let your anointing rest upon her. Help her to stay at your feet. Help her to cry out to you, Lord. Help her, Lord. Talk to her heart, Lord. Come and strengthen her. Give her healing in her body, Lord. Help her to eat the right foods, Lord. Help her to stay off the food she shouldn't eat, God. Help her to put the right things in her body and keep the things out of your body. I hear God say, keep the right things in your body, Mother Lizzie, and stay away from those things you're not supposed to have, God. Take any swelling, take any fluid out of the body, Lord, and let her eat healthy, Lord. Let her eat more healthier, more healthier, more healthier, more healthier in your older years, Lord. Help her eat more healthier, Lord. Let her not have any kind of problem with her blood pressure. Let her not have any kind of problem, God. But give healing, give healing. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, go inside and find everything not like you out of her system.
Let the fire
of the Holy Ghost of her body. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost let the fire of the Holy Ghost purify her, God, that you may use her for your glory and for your honor. Keep her heart pure. Keep her heart sweet, God, and just use her, God, in her older years. In Jesus' name. Get us ready, God. Get us free, yes. Deliver us from every stronghold. Deliver us from every addiction. Deliver us from every habit. Deliver us from ourselves. Get us ready, God. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Your name, we thank you, God, for this opportunity. We praise you for everything our ears heard today, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for such a word that burned within us, oh God. We thank you for the prayers. We thank you, oh God, for even insight, oh God, that we did not have before on praying and fasting. Lord, we bring Apostle Harrison before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, spiritual mother to many of us, oh God, on the line today. Lord Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you put back in her, oh God, put your virtue back in her, God. What she's given out today, Lord Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you touch her, oh God, with your hands. If any place in her body, Lord God, that may not be feeling well today, I ask that you bless, Lord Jesus, even pray, Lord God, that you bless her financially, Lord Jesus. We don't, with God, what you've heard today, Lord Jesus, should be broadcasted around the world. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, God, to allow this message, oh God, to get around the country, to allow this message, oh God, to be played in the homes, oh God, of those, oh God, that are at home. I'm asking, oh God, that you allow this message, oh God, to be played in. I'm asking, oh God, that you bless her to be the deliverer of this word.
Oh, Jesus.
praise you right now. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for every door, God, that you're ready to open in her life. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We bless you now. We thank you. We give you thanks, oh God, for Evangelist Bernard, oh God, for being obedient to today. Oh God, because of her obedience, oh God, many of us have been touched. Many of us have been delivered. Many of us, oh God, have had words spoken into our lives. And Lord, you give freedom to us, oh God, that you don't take off. You so blessed. Oh, God, we thank you for that. For those, oh, God, who have taken the time, oh, God, on this 4th of July, oh, God, to hear this message today. Bless you, oh, God, for being attentive, oh, God, listeners, oh, God, to the word today. We thank you and give your name praise. And Jesus' name we praise you. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Apostle Clark. Thank you, Jesus. Mother, for coming on and blessing
God
us. I knew it was God. And I had to obey God.
Yes.
And not my flesh. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And the people were blessed. We had triple amount of people that normally come on holidays, but come on and still sometimes just say a scripture or two and don't hold. But this day was already set aside.
Hallelujah.
It was already set up. God had it set up. And everybody that landed on the line, amen. And I'm going to tell them to go back into the archives. Those that were there with some other ones needed to hear this word today. But they can go back and listen.
Hallelujah. All right. Thank you for having me, Adrian. You be blessed, okay?
Thank you.
And I'm going to keep you in prayer, and I'm going to keep the crusade in prayer. I wish I could be there, for God knows, but I will definitely be fasting, and I'll be praying. I'll be expecting a good report. That would be that would be the living and set free. I'll be praying, Asian. I'll be praying.
Call me.
You can pray over the phone. I'm going to be praying with you about this crusade. This is a serious assignment. It's nothing for the vessels, those that are coming to take it lightly. And they need to prepare now for what's coming. And I'm praying that God will raise up somebody down there that will go into the church and just start praying for them about an hour every day. Just pray. Just strictly for the crusade. And walk
and
the
I'm
floor.
And next,
walk
I'm
going to
talk. I'll call you and I'll let you know. I'm going to ask. I'm going to make that request known where I could get that done.
All right. And I'll be praying. And Dr. Clark, I love you. Thank you for praying
love
for
you
me.
Too,
God bless you, Mother Ruby. And you all have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you,
all
too,
right,
Pastor
God.
Howard. Thank you, Pastor Howard, for inviting me. I greatly appreciate it. Sister Valerie.
Oh, I love you, Valerie. Oh,
okay.
The first woman of God, Adrian, my sister, Sister Valerie. Thank God for prayer and compassion, those coming on the line. You all be blessed now, okay? And pray for me. I'll be ministering on Sunday, Adrian and Stockton, so pray that God will have this way there, okay?
All right.
Love you all much.
God bless y'all.
Okay,
Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Thank you, Sister Ruby, Prophet Davis. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Receive that word.
I receive it.
I know you did last Prophet Michael Davis.
What'd you say?
I said I know you've received because I felt it all the way here.
Yes. It's something about God. I know that this was God. My pastor was just talking to me last night. He said, Michael, you need to get married. He was just talking to me last night in the car. We were sitting in the car and we was talking. He said, I've never been married. He said, Michael, I think it's time. I think it's time. He was just telling me, I think it's time. He was just telling me that, I think it's time. And it's amazing how this message came. That woman of God was obedient to the Holy Ghost. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard praying and hearing so clearly from God.
Mm. Prophet Mike, Prophet Davis, I tell you, I told them yesterday on the line we wasn't going to be on today.
I heard you.
I clearly said that we will not be on tomorrow, 4th of July. I'm going to let the people, because, you know, people doing their thing, and I just said it's just not. But this morning in prayer, the Lord said, no, you go forward.
My God, go forth on the
And I already had Prophetess Harrison scheduled to come on today, but I wasn't thinking it was 4th of July. But the Lord said, who did, who made this day?
Yeah, that's right.
And I text Prophetess Harrison, I say, we're not coming on yesterday. This morning, when the Lord spoke about 5-something this morning, I said, Lord, I got to text her and see if she had changed her schedule.
Amen.
It was God. It was God.
It was powerful. I'm telling you. On Independence Day, God sent an independence word.
Yes, he did.
Do you know, Prophet Michael, I knew you, I figured you knew we weren't coming on today, and that's why I text you.
Yeah, you text me and Aaron
See,
called
I
me.
I hadn't programmed your number back in my phone. So when I thought about it after the broadcast, I text you while we were on live. I said, I got to get this man on this line. And
my
I text
God.
You to let you know we were on.
I'm glad you did. My God.
Glory to God.
Because I had a need. I had I had a need, too. And God knew I had a need. But sometimes God puts you in a position and say, okay, you got a need, but I'm going to see if you're going to humble yourself. I said, Lord, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Come on.
So I don't have nothing to hide. I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to open up because I believe that if I open up and be honest, it not only will it help me, but it just may help somebody else.
Lord have mercy. I'm going to be praying that the Lord will bless for you to come down here for this crusade. I need anointed men and women of God that's not afraid of the devil and that's going to pray.
That's right.
We need it. We ain't coming out here to socialize. That's not
right.
what it's about.
That's
and
right.
that
That's
message
right.
was for me, so I know I have to do some trimming myself.
Yeah, some fasting and praying.
Yes.
It was such an anointed. I mean, the anointing was really so strong on Apostle Harrison that I mean, everybody that heard this word should have gotten something out of it.
Oh, yes.
The anointing was so strong, and there was a boldness on her. She was telling it like it. I mean, she was speaking like a mother speak. You know, the old-fashioned mothers, you know. She was speaking like an old-fashioned morning woman of the church declaring this is what need to be done, and she was right. She's right. The Holy Ghost is right. And when she prayed for me, my God from heaven. And how the Holy Ghost began to prophesy about the supernaturals. I had that prophecy. The Lord let me receive that prophecy, and I was just crying out to the Lord, Lord, what's going on with the ministry? Lord, what's happening? Lord, I know what you said to me. What's the holdup? What's the delay? What's the problem? If I'm the problem, fix me. I just began to cry that out at 3 o'clock this morning. Fix me, Lord. If there's a problem, fix me. If I'm in the way, fix me. And look at what God did.
My.
I am so thankful. I'm thankful.
He was at peace. Wait your turn. Ain't that a blessing?
Well, we had so many callers on the line today. So even in that, Prophet Michael and Sister Ruby and Sister Dawn Ceylon, even in that, I'm encouraged because God let me know, guess what? When you get out the way, I'm going to do what I need to do.
That's a word.
You ain't
That's
calling no folks on the line. I know who's going to be on the line. I know
every need, and I know every name.
My.
But you know what?
We probably had about almost 20 people on the call today.
Yeah, but you know, I'll agree with you there. But you know, the Lord put people online that I haven't knew their numbers before.
That's right.
I mean, just had about 8 or 9 unknown numbers. I went through all my books and they didn't come up. And I said, we got to allow the Lord to have His way.
Yes, Lord.
And look at all the leaders that were on the line, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and Sister Don. Look at all the leaders that God, the pastors and the apostles that He had on the line. This was not a coincidence.
That's right. Hey, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fill that room.
God.
Jesus. Fill that room.
Let God. I told them all, I hit them on Facebook. I said, join us for an hour of power. Hallelujah, God had 2 hours of power. God bless you all. I'm going to get on off. Y'all have a beautiful day. We'll see you on Monday, Lord's will. Sunday, early Sunday morning prayer. Amen.
Yeah, bless you. Love you all.
God bless you. Have a beautiful week.
Okay, God bless. Praise the Lord. Prophet Michael Davis.
You keep me in prayer, Sister Ruby.
Well, you pray.
That I behave myself.
I get excited. The Lord has you there. You always were. We're going to get the last Prophet Michael going to come on here. We had so many unknown numbers that I knew of, and I was so surprised. But ain't nothing the Lord do is surprising. He
doesn't
show up. Bernard, he got people.
I was surprised because I know what he spoke to me this morning. So
yeah,
he's showing you he got people
you know not of. You're looking for the regulars.
That's right.
But he's sending about 8 more unknowns.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, God bless you.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay, good night.
To take us back, not knowing I'd lose my best friend, but I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Whoa.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with Him.
Stand. Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right. Burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness.
And the counting among them.
Yeah.
I know.
Everybody stand up and say,
for holiness,
for righteousness, and dependence. Come on in. You gotta move, gonna do it now. Or does somebody say, you stand? Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, stand by John P. King. Okay, God bless. We're gonna close out.